Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Teaching One Pagers 2 is a professional education resource by Jamie Clark, a teacher development specialist based in Western Australia. The book belongs to the evidence-informed teaching and professional development genre, but its form is deliberately compressed. It presents more than 65 A4-style visual summaries that distill educational research, classroom principles, and professional learning prompts into concise, usable pages. Building on the earlier Teaching One Pagers volume, it is designed for teachers, school leaders, instructional coaches, and professional development coordinators who want access to research-informed ideas without needing to read full academic papers before taking action. Its purpose is not to replace deeper study, but to create an accessible entry point into complex topics. The book emphasizes reflection, shared professional language, and practical discussion. By combining visual design, brief explanation, and references to wider reading, it positions teacher learning as manageable within the time constraints of school life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a one-page format built for time-poor teacher professional learning. The central design choice of Teaching One Pagers 2 is the A4 one-pager, a format intended to make professional learning possible within the constraints of everyday schoolwork. Teachers often face a mismatch between the amount of educational research available and the limited time they have to interpret it. Clark responds by condensing key ideas into highly selective summaries that can be read quickly, revisited easily, and used as prompts for further inquiry. This matters because professional development often fails when it depends on long documents, isolated training days, or abstract recommendations that do not fit into routine practice. The one-page structure creates a low-friction entry point. It invites teachers to engage with a concept, identify its relevance, and decide whether it is worth deeper exploration. The format also encourages repeated use. A page can be shared in a meeting, pinned in a department space, added to a coaching conversation, or used privately during planning. Its value lies in reducing the initial barrier to engagement while keeping the connection to research and pedagogy visible. Secondly, evidence-informed practice presented as guidance rather than rigid prescription. The book is framed around evidence-informed teaching, a phrase that signals an important distinction. Clark does not present research as a script that can be mechanically applied in every classroom. Instead, the one-pagers translate broad findings, influential ideas, and classroom principles into guidance that teachers can interpret through professional judgment. This is significant because educational research is rarely simple enough to produce universal rules. Strategies that work well in one context may need adaptation in another because of curriculum demands, student knowledge, age group, school culture, or subject discipline. The summaries therefore function as decision aids rather than compliance tools. They help teachers ask better questions about instruction, learning, assessment, feedback, memory, and classroom routines. The evidence-informed stance also protects against two common problems in professional development, relying only on personal preference and treating research as unquestionable authority. By placing research in an accessible but provisional form, the book encourages teachers to combine external evidence with classroom evidence and experience. This balance is one of its main intellectual strengths. Thirdly, visual summaries reduce cognitive load while preserving conceptual focus. A defining feature of Teaching One Pagers 2 is its use of visual organization to make professional knowledge easier to process. The book is not simply a collection of short notes. It uses layout, hierarchy, icons, headings, and spatial arrangement to guide attention. This matters because professional learning materials can become ineffective when they overload readers with dense terminology or disconnected lists. A well-designed one-pager helps the reader see relationships among concepts, identify the main claim, and locate practical implications without excessive effort. The format is especially suited to topics that require conceptual clarity before implementation. For example, a teacher may need to understand the difference between a principle, a strategy, and a classroom technique before deciding how to adapt it. Visual compression can support that process by making the structure of an idea visible. However, the strength of the design depends on careful selection. If too much is included, the page loses its function. Clark's approach stands out because it treats design as part of the pedagogy of teacher learning, not as decoration. Fourthly, a practical tool for coaching, meetings, and shared pagogical language. Teaching One Pagers 2 is designed not only for individual reading, but also for collective professional learning. A one-pager can act as a neutral shared object in a department meeting, coaching session, professional learning community, or whole school development program. This is valuable because conversations about teaching can easily become either too personal or too vague. A concise evidence-informed summary gives colleagues a common reference point, allowing discussion to focus on practice rather than preference. It can help teams define terms, compare approaches, and consider what a principle might look like in different classrooms. The format also supports instructional coaching because it gives coach and teacher a manageable stimulus for reflection. WIST, rather than beginning with a large framework or a lengthy article, they can begin with one focused idea and connect it to lesson planning, observation, or student learning needs. Over time, repeated use of such summaries can build shared pedagogical language across a school. This does not guarantee consistency by itself, but it makes consistency more discussable and more grounded in evidence-informed concepts. Lastly, the book works best as a gateway to deeper professional inquiry. The usefulness of teaching one-pagers, too, depends on recognizing both the power and the limits of summary. A concise visual page can clarify an idea, prompt reflection, and make research more approachable. But it cannot contain the full complexity of a research field or the nuance of implementation. This is not a flaw if the book is used as intended. Its strongest role is as a gateway. It helps teachers notice important ideas, refresh prior knowledge, and decide where to read or experiment further. The risk with any highly compressed professional resource is that readers may treat a summary as complete knowledge. Responsible use requires discussion, contextual interpretation, and attention to the evidence behind the page. School leaders using the book for professional development should therefore avoid turning one-pagers into checklist items. They are better used as provocations for inquiry, planning, observation, and evaluation. The book's brevity becomes most valuable when paired with professional judgment. It lowers the cost of entering a topic while still pointing toward wider reading and more careful application. In conclusion, teaching one-pagers too is best suited to classroom teachers, instructional coaches, school leaders, and professional development coordinators who want research-informed material that can be used without adding heavily to workload. It will be especially useful in schools trying to build a common language around effective teaching or in teams that want short, focused resources for discussion rather than lengthy theoretical texts. Its practical benefit is accessibility. Readers can quickly encounter a concept, reflect on its classroom relevance, and identify possible next steps. Its intellectual benefit is that it keeps professional learning connected to evidence while still respecting the judgment required in real classrooms. Compared with many books in the teaching and professional development category, it stands out because the format is the argument. Instead of offering a long sequential framework, it offers a curated visual library of ideas that can be used flexibly. This makes it different from academic research syntheses, teacher memoirs, or strategy manuals. It is not the deepest possible treatment of each topic, but it is unusually usable. Its value lies in creating a practical bridge between research awareness, reflective conversation, and everyday professional growth. If you would like to support Jamie Clark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.